Good afternoon, good evening, anywhere you are listening to the sound of my voice. I want to appreciate you for joining in the program today on Family Essence. This is a program designed for us to fellowship together, learning the Word of God, and be able to find meaning to purpose in life. And I want to believe that God has been helping us so far in our journey of life. And of course, there is more to learn about the ways of God. And that's the purpose of Family Essence, to be able to receive instruction from God and to be able to benefit in that which He has in store for each and every of us. And I pray that as we tag along in this program, God will bless our lives and will enrich us through His word, and will open our eyes so we'll be able to see that which He has for us today. Once again, thank you for joining us on Family Essence. This is a bi-weekly program where we come together to share the word, to learn the word of God, and to be able to get inspired through God's word so as to be able to navigate properly in our journey in the word. And I pray that as we come together in the unity of faith today, the Spirit of God will lead us, will instruct us, will minister to our lives as He see fits, in Jesus' name. Of course, I want to say a few things before we move on with regards to the Family Essence not hearing the last weekend, the last 2 weekends, I guess. I believe so. So I want to apologize for that. And there are, of course, as God will help us, the program, of course, Family Essence still remain, and the upper room on Sundays still remain as it is. And I pray that as we tag along, God will enrich our lives with His own riches. And I pray that the Lord God Almighty will bless us today in Jesus' name. Before we proceed in looking at today's subject and what God has to say, I want us to bow our heads as we pray together. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. A righteous God in heaven, King of glory, we thank you for today. We want to bless you for the gift of life given unto us, though we do not merit a lot of things, but with you are privileges. Lord, we appreciate you for your goodness to our lives, to our home. Thank you for your blessings upon us. We give you a praise, be exalted in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm praying, I'm asking, oh God, that as we look into your word today on Family Essence, I pray that you will speak to our lives through your Holy Spirit, and you'll bless us through your word in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that the benefits of obedience to your word you will pour upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, O God, that you will help us today to be able to receive your word with a humble heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Give us the grace to be the doer of your word and not the hearers only. Thank you, Father, for now it is done. Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. All right, it's another interesting episode of Family Essence, and today God has some things to share with us through His word. And I want to believe that as we gather together today, there are a lot of distractions here and there, but of course the program only has for about 30 to 40 minutes, and I want us to do away with distractions so that we'll be able to receive the best from God today on Family Essence. The topic we will be looking at today is a subject titled The Depth of God's Love. The Depth of God's Love. Of course, there was a particular movie I've watched in the last, I think, some couple of years back. It's called The Ultimate Gift, basically. This movie, I think, was released 2006, and it talks about a young man who whose grandfather actually left him an inheritance. So he was expecting, there's a lot of things he was expecting with regards to, you know, how big the inheritance is, how he has to, you know, how he's going to spend the money, how he's going to, there are a lot of things crossing his mind and all that. But at the end of the day, he has to discover that ultimate gift that the grandfather left for him. And the, you know, I would advise that you watch that movie. And you know, it talks about how the human mind is being wired, basically, to want to think that some things are important, rather, but some things are not important. The depth of God's love. How deep is God's love towards us as humans? How deep is God's love towards us as humans? Now, the book of John chapter 3 talked about how God sacrificed his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So how deep is God's love? Now, you will discover as time goes on in your walk with God that the depth of God's love is hidden in Christ, the personality called Christ. Now, one cannot explore the riches of God, of God's love, the riches that is available in the economy of God without the personality of the Christ. Now, the Bible talks about that in him all things consist. In him things were made. In him, so it was part of the design of creation. So everything is hidden in him. And there is no way you can explore the true, no way anybody can explore the true riches of God's kingdom without the personality of Jesus, without the personality of the Christ. Astronauts who are scientists will tell you, they won't be able to find the right words to be able to explore what they see in the space outside of the earth, basically, and how the world were framed. There are things that are beyond their imagination. There are things that are not, that they cannot explain, basically. Sailors on the sea, on oceans, will tell you how deep, though you are looking at the ocean from, you know, from the surface, basically. But in the deepness of it, there are things that they cannot explain. They can, is beyond the explanation, basically. And God has made all things available to us. Now, the Garden of Eden depicts the love of God to humanity. In the Bible, you come across words like dominion, control. You find words basically like that empowers man, and the privileges God has given to man and what he has made available to us. Now, archaeologists will tell you they discover this, they discover this, they discover this, they discover this. Okay, they discover, you know, there are a lot of things that have been discovered. It just shows you how deep God is. God, the economy of God is so deep. And for us to be able to come to the knowledge of the love of God and what he has for us as humans, we need the personality of Jesus. There is a seeking that has to be done from our own side of things. We need to seek after the kingdom of God. There is a seeking that needs to be done before you'll be able to understand how deep God's love is for you, for individuals, for parents, for sons, for daughters, for everyone. You cannot look at it on the surface to say, oh, God loves me, and I'm going through this challenge and all that, and I'm, you know, experiencing this side of health, I'm having health challenges, I'm having this and all that. You cannot look at it from that surface. The first thing we need to come in contact is the seeking, for us to be able to explore the riches of God's love and for us to understand how deep God's love is. In the book of Genesis, the Bible talks about Adam and Eve that committed sin that sinned against God's law in the Garden of Eden. And God, you know, withdrew that privilege from them and then, you know, sent them out, that they had to till the ground, they had to labor and all that. And then God started working with Noah at that point. And in the New Testament, God gave everything to the personality of Jesus so that we can be made perfect in Him. By Him, all things consist. And we cannot explore the riches of God without the personality of Jesus. Now, He gave us all things. He gave us dominion over all things. Now, it's just like somebody who fight for an employment. And a person seeks for an employment. He has a job description. Then the person asks, okay, what is in need for me? Well, some companies will tell you, this is what is in need for you. If you come to a company, if you come to, same thing, you come to the economy of God, this is what is in need for you. But you cannot explore that love without forsaking the kingdom of God. Now, how do you seek the kingdom of God? You can only seek the kingdom of God through the personality of Jesus. In Matthew 6, chapter 33, the Bible talks about seeking first the kingdom of God. Seeking first the kingdom of God. This is not just a one-time seeking. You seek, you keep exploring. You keep exploring. You keep exploring the kingdom of God. There are depths in God's economy, which talks about the love of God for us and for humanity. There are debts, privileges, opportunities, things that are beyond your imagination, things that God has hidden as a result of creation, and those things that He feels, well, it's not time for you to know this one. And then He begins to hide those things. It begins, but when you begin to seek, there is a seeking that has to come from you first before those things are released to you. The book of Ephesians talks about how we humans have been predestined, basically, to, in order for us to be able to come into the riches and the grace of God. It says there, in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 in verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will. God, in His mercy, sent forth His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. Now, in dying for our sins, Jesus Christ coming into the world, the Father has committed everything into His hands. So, what exactly do you seek for today? Healing? Deliverance? Wealth? Opportunities? Privileges that you have thought about, basically. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, everything is it in Christ. Now you may ask me, well, we have a lot of wise people in the world, you know, and then they are wise and they are doing things, they're establishing things, they are, you know, making things happen. Perhaps you see probably someone who has risen to the peak of his career at work, and
you know, and then he has houses, he has schools and all. If you really go to this set of individual that, you know, that God has lavished his love towards them, and then you begin to ask them, okay, now you have, God has given you this so much wisdom, God has given you so much inspiration to be able to write a book that has blessed lives, that have, and all that, and you begin to explore, you begin to ask them questions, or probably a CEO at work who has houses in different places, who have establishments and all that, and you begin to ask them, can you tell us if you are fulfilled? Can you really tell us that you are fulfillment? If you want to go deep down into their lives, you will discover that there is a vacuum in every life that is yet to be filled. There is a vacuum in every CEOs that you see out there, in every so-called wise people that you see out there, in the scientists of today, there is a vacuum. That vacuum will always be there until they seek first the kingdom of God. That kingdom of God will not only expose you to riches, to things, to privileges of God, bringing you into God's economy, but will give you an idea of what is important in this world. What is important? So the movie The Ultimate Gift actually talked about how Jason, who actually was looking towards, after the grandfather passed away, and then he was looking towards getting those inheritance, living a sumptuous life, and, you know, enjoying those privileges that the grandfather left behind and all that. But along the line, you discover in that movie, he found out something that is most important than riches. And that's what the personality of Jesus Christ talked about. When it says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom. Now, the kingdom of God is a kingdom that has everything that you are looking for. But beyond that, it houses things that brings fulfillment. A man can walk, no more.